10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
This is it. Right. 9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. But you don't see too many faces coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 4 minutes till.
I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pouring 92 a heart. I feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Put them up till they shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't out of range. Something that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
On a beautiful Sunday, July 17th, 2022, the Frisco Rough Riders and Midland Rockhounds put a staple in their six-game set at Riders Field this week. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Rough Riders pregame show between the Riders and the Rockhounds. The trend has held since Tuesday. No team has won consecutively in this series. The Rockhounds taking a 3-2 series advantage with last night's win. Again, alternating in the wins column between Frisco and Midland this week. Go all the way back to Tuesday and an 8-3 Rockhounds win. It's gone back and forth since then. For Frisco, if you take anything away, they've been able to somewhat disrupt the red hot start for Midland that they found themselves on to start the second half of the season. Out the gate, the Rockhounds 13-4 as they began this series 10-2. So Frisco handing them a couple of losses this week, but trying to go for the series split on this Sunday evening. They'll have to do it with a win. Cody Bradford, the left-hander, making his second appearance of the week as he was in that 8-3 loss back on Tuesday. And it was a Colin Palouse win. Last night, a tough one for Frisco, and unfortunately these games happen. It's how sometimes the schedule can fall, and Frisco catching a red-hot Rockhounds roster right now that we talked about, a tough team to try and keep the muzzle on for too long. They score 5 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, 4 in the 7th. It was a 2-1 Rough Riders lead going into the 5th inning. But Frisco just couldn't quite get it done in last night's contest. We're going to go ahead and take a break on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us as we take a trip through the box score in last night's game. Also listen to some of the stronger takeaways in what was a 14-2 loss on Saturday night. 6:05 first pitch between Frisco and Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. 334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field before a 6:05 Sunday start between Frisco and Midland on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jared with you. Zach Bigley will join us in a couple of moments as we continue to break down, well, what was last night's loss for the Rough Riders, a 14-2 defeat. On a Copa night for Frisco, wearing Los Quesos Frisco jerseys, and the Rockhounds wearing theirs as well. Looks like it worked for them, so Midland back in their Copa kits tonight. Starting with our highlights in last night's game, for Frisco, again, they got on the scoreboard in the bottom of the second inning after the Rockhounds took the first lead on a solo shot from Marty Bikina in the second. It was a RBI knock for Sandro Fabian with two outs. Kellen Strom got on base and was able to get a jump to get to second and avoid a double play on a ground ball from David Garcia. So it set up an RBI chance for Sandro Fabian to tie the game in the bottom of the second.
Pitch home. Fabian cracks it in the air, shallow center field. Bikina charging in, still coming, and it's down for a base hit. Strom around third. He comes in to score, and the Rough Riders have tied the game at 1-1.
Frisco would continue to try and keep it close, and it was Kellen Strom that actually gave the Rough Riders the lead. Again, a 1-1 tie, scoreless in the third and in the bottom of the fourth. Again, with two outs, this time it was Kellen Strom going deep. First pitch to him. Lifted. Kina on the move. To the wall. That one's gone. A solo shot for Kellen Strom, his second hit of the night. And his fifth long ball of the year. And unfortunately, it would be a start for Avery Weems that, despite it looking really good, it got away from him with two outs in the fourth inning. Avery Weems back out on the mound. He strikes out Marty Bikina, strikes out Shane Selman, both swinging. And on the first pitch to Saheed Valenzuela, he goes deep, a solo shot. After that, base hit from Chase Catlebwig. Jeremy Ironman reaching on an error. That would do it for Avery Weems. They go to the bullpen, and Justin Slayton came in. He walked the leadoff man in Brett Harris and Kyle McCann a grand slam. Zach Bigley, we welcome you in for the first time tonight. All in all, looked like a great start to a ball game. It was going fast. It was going quick. The Rough Riders had the lead. And Avery Weems looked pretty good. The box score won't tell you that, though.
No, it won't. And you mentioned the two outs, back-to-back strikeouts in that fifth inning, and then it all came falling apart. And ultimately, it's going to go down with a couple unearned runs on his ledger because of an error in the infield by Jax Biggers. But Weems really deserved to have a much better line than he threw. That solo home run from Saheed Valenzuela kind of really unraveled things in the air, and a couple of hits and the grand slam from Kyle McCann. McCann has just been murderous here in this series for the Rockhounds. He now has 11 RBIs. He's homered four times, and he has eight hits in the five games. He's been really, really good, and the Rough Riders certainly hoping he doesn't have that kind of game today. But at the end of the day, you need to pitch, and the Rough Riders didn't pitch yesterday. That's certainly what we saw from Justin Slayton coming out of the bullpen, Josh Smith struggling as well. And the Rough Riders will look to have a much better day on the bullpen, but also, as you hinted at, Cody Bradford really wants to have another good go at these Midland Rockhounds after a tough start in the opener in this series, in which he allowed six runs, five earned. So at the end of the day, that's what we're really looking for. How are the Rough Riders going to respond from this on the mound? It starts with Bradford.
All right, we'll talk about Cody Bradford and take a look at the numbers a little bit closer. Another lefty-lefty starting pitching matchup as the Rough Riders and Rockhounds close from Riders Field. We step aside for the final time. Come back with us to take a look at the pitching matchup between Bradford and Dameron, between Frisco and Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.605 start between the Rockhounds and Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Ty Dameron going for Midland today, the native of Denton, Texas, taking the mound. It'll be his first go of the week, and the Rough Riders, their recent matchup when they last faced in mid-June, and he'll be up against Cody Bradford this afternoon and this evening for the Rough Riders. Bradford's second appearance of the week out on the mound for Frisco, and as Zach mentioned, hoping for a good series. Again, the first time this season for Bradford, it'll be his first time appearing twice in a series. Normally a guy that makes one start and goes after that. Back on Tuesday, he surrendered five earned runs on seven hits and 3 2/3 against the Rockhounds. And so hoping for a deeper go today for Bradford, Zach, and hoping for a win to try and come out of this with a series split.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this is a guy who has been really good at times this year. That last start against the Midland Rockhounds prior to this one this week, 5 1/3, no runs allowed, 11 strikeouts, really strong stuff for Bradford, and that's the kind of thing we're certainly looking for out of the left-hander, and a good way to go to the All-Star break for Cody as well.
Happy you mentioned the All-Star break, because yesterday was the Futures game and a couple of representation that the Rough Riders had. Dustin Harris and Jack Leiter both making an appearance in the Futures game, so not only Texas Rangers being able to flex their stripes a little bit, but the Frisco Rough Riders getting some reps, and Dustin Harris literally representing the Rough Riders with that maroon batting helmet with a double R on it. It was just cool to see and watch that on a bigger stage.
Really cool to see. And good to see those guys both perform well. I mean, you see sometimes the big stage, and when their run scored, of course, guys have to give them up. And there are guys who do struggle at that level. But they both had great games, which is awesome to see. And as you mentioned, it was really cool to see that helmet out there in Los Angeles. And Dustin Harris really looked like he belonged, that's for sure, at first base, playing the entire game there. And Jack Leiter certainly did as well, with just the 9 pitches over his 1 inning.
Then you've got the draft tonight. Draft coverage beginning here in just a few moments, and so we'll keep our tabs on that as the Texas Rangers, with another top 5 pick, the 3rd pick overall tonight in the 2022 Major League Baseball draft. National anthem time from Riders Field before a 6:05 first pitch between Midland and Frisco. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back to school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Rappenboozer,
Gartenhoser,
Ruhlengroder,
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike 3 and the Riders win.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
One final day until the All-Star break here in 2022, and let's finish this baby off strong. It's the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jared, I'm Zach Bigley. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening as the Rough Riders look to split the series against Midland following a tough 14-2 loss last night. Cody Bradford getting his warm-up tosses in out in front of us here at Riders Field. And Chris, let's take a look at those starting lineups for today's game.
Let's do it, Zach. First for the Midland Rockhounds, the third baseman, followed by the second baseman, Zach Geloff. The first baseman, Kyle McCann, he's been crushing the ball this week, batting third. Jordan Diaz, the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Logan Davidson, the switch hitting shortstop, batting fifth. Marty Bikina in center field in the sixth spot in the order for Midland. And then 7-8-9 for the Rockhounds of the right fielder, Shane Selman. Catching William Simonite, batting eighth, and Chase Calabweig, the left fielder, at the bottom of the order. Quickly for Frisco, Johnny Ornelas in the top of the order. J.P. Martinez, the center fielder, bats second. Blaine Grimm bats third, and Justin Foscue hitting cleanup. Kellen Strom batting fifth. Trey Hare behind him in the sixth spot, and Sandro Fabian in left tonight, batting seventh. Jax Biggers at the hot corner, batting eighth, and Jordan Procession catching tonight for the left-handed starter, Mr. Cody Bradford, for the second time this week.
All right, Chris, let's do it. We're excited. Ready for first pitch here tonight as the Rough Riders and Rockhounds have gone every other game here in this series. Hopefully, they'll do it one more time, and the Rough Riders will end this baby with a win. This will be the final game until Friday. The Rough Riders will be on the road at Arkansas. The Rough Riders trying to leave Riders Field happy. Jeremy Ironman stands in, and we're ready to go from Riders Field. It is a very hot day for baseball. One back and away we go. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and we're underway at 6:06 in the p.m. Our first pitch temperature is 104 degrees, with a feels like of 107. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball, and it's 0-2. 11-mile-per-hour winds blowing lazily to left field. And at 104 degrees, that's tied for the second warmest first pitch temp here at home in franchise history. 0-2. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home over towards us, and it falls just short of us. Still no balls, two strikes on the third baseman, Ironman, starting things off for Midland. So into the history books. Bradford, shoulders square to the first base dugout. Looks in for a sign, he's got it, and the 0-2. Swinging a foul off Procession's glove, it goes back behind home. Defense behind Cody Bradford looks like this. Sandro Fabian in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Here's the left-hander's look in, and the mustached right or left-hander delivers home. It's down low and inside, and it's now a count at one ball and two strikes. Along the infield, Jax Biggers at third, Jonathan Ornelas at short, Justin Foskey the second baseman, Wayne Krim at first, and Jordan Procession does the catching for Bradford. For the fifth time this year, the offering cut on and missed, strike three. He got him low, and it's the first strikeout for Cody Bradford. One away in the first for Zach Geloff. Geloff came back from the injured list a couple days ago, got the day off yesterday. He went 0-for 2 days ago. Pitch home, just outside, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders pitching staff in the first inning this series has faced only three batters in every game. Bradford winds in the 1-0. Down low and inside, two balls and no strikes. Caught a piece of the home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. on the ricochet. The only two base runners to have reached a cut or a catcher's interference, I should say, in a walk, when the Rough Riders still face the minimum in those ball games. 2-0. Low of the zone, three balls and no strikes. Cody Bradford trying to follow suit. Steven Rios Jr. is our aforementioned home plate umpire. Mike Carroll down the first baseline. Chris Presley Murphy down the third baseline. 3-0, right down the heart of the plate. And it's 3-1. Rough Riders on Marvel Superhero Night, wearing the Thor-themed jerseys today. 3-1 toss. Out on the outside edge, a called strike with the slider. 3-2. And on the other side, after 14 runs last night, Midland's wearing their Copa uniforms again. 3-2. Just low, ball four. It's a free pass to Zach Geloff, number three prospect in the A's organization, who's hitting 308 this year. And Kyle McCann makes his way to the plate. This is the guy you do not want to mess around with. Hitting .246 on the season, but in this series, 8 for 17, 4 homers, 11 RBIs, 7 runs scored. First pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, 0-1. Fastball at 91 from Bradford. McCann yesterday knocked in 6, a grand slam, and a 2-run single. Infield to pole, the pitch. Rip and a miss. High fastball, and it's 0-2. Lefty-lefty, though this has been the problem for Cody Bradford this year. The splits are rather unreal for Bradford. Left-handers hitting at .405, while righties are hitting .245 against the lefty. 0-2. High pop-up on the infield. Cody Bradford calling off possession, and now the Riders' catcher calls him off, and he makes the catch. The possession puts it away, 2 outs, and Geloff remains at first base for Jordan Diaz. Rough Riders entering into the day at 9-8. And that is 4 games back of these Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South in the second half. Third place in the division. Overall, 45-41. First pitch. Low and away to Diaz, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. The right-handed batter. Midland, on the other hand, 13-4. 44-45 on the season. Bradford kicks in the 1-0. Fouled straight back. Ball and a strike to Diaz, the designated hitter today. No score, top of the first inning, 2 outs, runner at first. Game number 18 of the second half, game number 87 overall this season. Kind of hard to believe we're at this point already. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, good change, low and away. 1-2. Diaz has had himself a good series at 7 for 21. He's knocked in a couple runs. He's hitting .304 on the season. 13 homers, 50 RBIs, just 21 years old still. 1-2. Got him looking. Strike 3 called on the inner edge. Cody Bradford with a couple strikeouts, and he allows just a walk, the lone base runner against him in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Couple Ks for Bradford. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning. We're scoreless from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same post-operative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1990.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Where's the love?
Jonathan Ornelas starts it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the first inning. No score, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Final game of the series. Ty Dameron's first pitch. Finds the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ornelas to be followed by Martinez and Krim, top third of the card for the Rough Riders. Dameron readies, and he kicks home. Chopper out to short on two hops. Backhanded stop, Davidson chest high. Flings it on to first, and he gets Ornelas, his defensive counterpart. One away in the first inning, and here's Martinez. Ty Dameron out of Texas Tech University, a native of Denton, Texas, which is just about 20 minutes away from here in Frisco. Went to Crum High School just outside Denton. 27 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds. From the stretch with nobody aboard, the pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-1. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. One out, bases clear. He's taken by the Athletics in the 15th round of the 2016 draft out of Texas Tech. Pitch on the way is just inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And he's making his 16th start with Midland this season. And overall in his career, it's his 28th start here in Midland. The pitch, a bunt foul back to the netting. And it's one ball and two strikes. Well, we'll keep an eye on the MLB draft that's going on currently as we continue to go. The Orioles, with their first overall selection, just picked Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, the son of Matt Holliday. The 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson Holliday goes first overall. And the Rangers are number 3 overall, so they'll be picking here in a few minutes. 2-2 pitch. And it's still 2-2 on Martinez. Defense behind Ty Dameron looks like this. Chase Calabwig in left, Marty Bakina in center, and Shane Selman in right field. Jeremy Eierman at third. Logan Davidson has shortstop. Zach Geloff at second. Kyle McCann at first, and William Simonite does the catching today. Third start this season for Dameron against the Rough Riders. 2-2. Swinging a foul on a ground ball right side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. His last start here at Riders Field was a very good one for him. Allowed just one run over six innings. Four strikeouts, three walks. Rough Riders roughed him up for four runs on 10 hits over 5 2/3 in Midland back on April 29th. He sets in the 2-2. Martinez takes outside. Next pitch will be number 8 in the at-bat. This will be the 3-2 pitch to Martinez. Tough series for the left-handed batter so far, just 2-for-19. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul back into Simonite's glove for strike 3. Two outs in the first inning, and Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate. Scoreless between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds.
It's a cool story earlier this year about the Holliday youngster going to Baltimore. So his dad and the coaching staff at OK State, which is where Holliday played his high school ball.
Pitch home. Grimm, a check swing and a miss, 0-1.
You know, Robin Ventura was a graduate assistant on the Pokes baseball staff this year.
I did it.
So that's where he played his college ball. This was all the way back when we were in the Tulsa series in early May. That this was right around when Ventura actually went back to finish out his degree.
Pitch home. In the air out to shallow center field. Zach Geloff, the second baseman, going back. He's under it to make the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. More on that story when we come back. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top two coming up. Scoreless. Riders Rockhounds from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
If your salting pain can keep you from activities you love, Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two in Riders Field. Rough Riders and Rockhounds are scoreless. Logan Davidson starts things off against Cody Bradford. There's the look in by the left-hander. He's back into his wind and he pitches home. Bounced straight back into the screen. It's 0-1. When we went to break in the bottom of the first, we were talking about the story of Jackson Holliday, who just went number one overall minutes ago to the Baltimore Orioles, the son of Matt Holliday, a many-time All-Star of Colorado Rockies, Oakland A's. There's the wind back by Bradford in the 0-1. Grounder, third base side, and foul. 0-2. You're saying about Robin Ventura?
Yeah, I mean, if you went today and you looked up the baseball page and the baseball roster, you would see him there underneath as a graduate assistant. He went back and got his bachelor's, was a student assistant, joined the staff in 2020, and, of course, great success as a program this year under Holliday, and son Jackson going to play for the Baltimore organization. Just really cool.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup low and away. Strike three. Third strikeout for Cody Bradford. One away in the second. And Marty McKenna makes his way to the plate in a scoreless game. Jackson Holliday was committed to play at Oklahoma State, but he probably won't be going to play there. It was cool to see Matt Holliday on the coaching staff when they came here for the Frisco Classic. It was last year. Here's the pitch home. Just inside in the breaking ball, and it's 1-1, no strikes.
Ventura in college had a 58-game hitting streak with the Cowboys. Jeez. Just some of the stats, looking back at his college page, crazy.
1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's 1-1. Yeah, some of the major leaguers, when you look back at their college stats and their minors stats, are just ridiculous.
Yeah, three-time All-American.
1-1 pitch. Fouled back up over the netting, back behind home, and it's 1-2 now on Bikina.
You see a guy go All-American now, probably get drafted, probably go to the league, but to do it again for a second time, if that's not enough, to be an All-American three times.
Big stuff from Ventura. Big stuff from Cody Bradford so far as well. Three strikeouts, he's ahead in the count, 1-2 on Bikina. He pitches home. Fouled back. Over to our right. Still 1-2. Bikina has been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this series. Two homers, including yesterday. 14-2 win for the Rockhounds. 1-2 pitch. In the air out to right center field. Martinez tracing over and catch. Martinez covers just about as much ground as anybody in the league. And he makes a nice grab for the second out of the second inning.
Got to think a ball 350 feet into the gap. It's going to be a tough assignment to try and run down. Excuse me, Kellen Strom. They were right next to each other, so both guys got there. Pretty impressive.
Ball hung up in the air for him. So two outs here, Shane Selman. No score in the top of the second. First pitch. Just inside, 1-0.
The walk for Bradford back in the first inning really didn't bounce his pitch count too far off track. And I think a strong start here in the second certainly helping.
Bradford rifles in the 1-0, high and away. 2-0. Just 19 pitches, 13 strikes in that first inning for Bradford. Trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second. 2-0 pitch. The other way in the air, into right field, right at Kellen Strom, and he makes the catch. And the side does come to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. No score. Rough Riders and Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Ruhlengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom two, the Rough Riders trying to ignite some offense. We're scoreless. Justin Foscue, Kellen Strom, Trey Hare, the three due up against the left-hander Ty Dameron. He's ready from the stretch, right-hander at the plate. First pitch. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. Justin Foscue heard his name called on the first day of draft day in 2020. First round selection by the Rangers. 1-0. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Foscue picked out of Mississippi State. Open stance. Dameron closed off from the stretch, and the left-hander's 2-0 pitch. Chopper out to third on one hop for Ironman. Chest high. Takes a curl hop, slings it on to first, and gets him. One away. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Bottom half of the second inning. The second pitch, or second pick, I should say, is in. And Drew Jones has been selected by the Arizona Diamondbacks. So Drew Jones and Jackson Holliday were kind of 1A, 1B as to who was going to go first or second. Drew Jones, the son of Andrew Jones, is number two. The pitch. Called strike to Kellen Strom, 0-1. Fastball in the outside corner at the knees.
Puts the Rangers on the clock.
It certainly does. And the Rangers are up next, and everybody but two is available in the field. 0-1. Upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-2. So this is a very interesting. They can go college, 0-2. Off the outside corner, one ball, two strikes, or they can go with probably the biggest risk of the draft in Elijah Green, but he has the best raw tools. A guy who we saw here at Riders Field a few years back. The 1-2.
High fly ball into deep left center field. Bikina back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. It's gone! Kellen Strom with a 430-foot home run. He's homered in back-to-back days, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. Kellen Strom showing off the pop, his sixth home run of the year, and the Rough Riders jump out in front. It was a pitch down low and inside on a breaking ball, and he walloped it 430 feet, 101 off the bat. Here's Trey Hare now. And time called. He steps out on a 1-2 pitch, a pitch that was out of the zone low. Offering in. Inside, one ball, no strikes. So Kellen Strom absolutely clobbering a home run. 1-0 pitch. in the air, left side, foul territory, and this one sneaks into the seats. One ball and one strike. How about this? The Rangers have just taken Kumar Rocker. Oh, my good, that's the shocker of the draft. Kumar Rocker was supposed to go late in the first round, even early second round by some projections. We'll tell you about him. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike.
Holy smokes.
Kumar Rocker was the college teammate of Jack Leiter at Vanderbilt. He was taken number 10 overall by the New York Mets last year in the draft. Failed a physical. Breaking ball low of the zone, three balls and one strike. And so he didn't sign. So he went to play independent baseball in a draft league. And a lot of people were very concerned about Rocker. The 3-1. Swing and a miss, 3-2 on Hare. But he just got selected number 3 overall by the Rangers. Wow. That's a shocker of all shockers. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. Check, swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball, and there are two away here in the second inning. 1-0 Rough Riders on a Kellen Strom solo homer.
Boy, that really is a shocker as well. I mean, you were talking about it too, the routes that they could have gone. It would look like it would be a high school draft early. And what they were looking for, I guess, and talent that exists right now in Kumar Rocker, who certainly has it, but, and that's...
Pitch home to Fabian is popped high in the air, right side of the infield. Kyle McCann and Zach Geloff converge. It's the second baseman Geloff who puts it away, and the side comes to a close here in the second. But the Rough Riders on the board, a solo homer for Kellen Strom, his second in as many days. And the Rough Riders now lead 1-0. Top three coming up. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family? And begins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's start the third from Riders Field on Sunday. Cody Bradford, the lefty starter, back on the mound and looking good, continuing to cruise. He's through two innings of hitless, scoreless baseball. No balls and a strike. He starts the at-bat to Selman. Next pitch is popped in the air, shallow right side, right next to the coach's box for Blaine Krim. Staggers underneath, falls and dropped it. Boy, there is a little bit of wind, but not normally seeing Blaine Krim staggered by a pop-up too many times, if ever. That one's a tough one. He'll look to try and just shake that off. Bradford giving up his second base runner tonight on what will go down as an E3 on Krim over there on the right corner. Leadoff man aboard as Simonite popped out, but it just popped out of the glove of Krim. Lefty-lefty matchup to the bottom nine-hitter Chase Calabrese. First pitch running down and away, ball one. Bradford 19 pitches in the first inning. It was a six-pitch leadoff strikeout on Jeremy Ironman, and then Zach Geloff walked. Bradford checks first, kicks the 1-0 pitch. Thought about, but missing low. Two balls, no strikes. Ironman awaiting on deck as Bradford closing out his cruise through the top of the order and the first full pass through the order for Midland this evening. Just past 6:30. Two balls, no strikes, a pitch. Now 2-1. Calabweig last night, a flyout in the third inning, but boy, did he help turn the lineup card back over to the top, especially in the fifth inning. Helped keep the grand slam what would be alive. Runner goes, 2-1, missing the throw down from Pro. They got him! Procession to Ornelas, linking up to Fry Simonite. And the E3 from Krim washed out by the 2-6 throwdown. One gone in the third. The pitch to Calabweig did miss, so the count is 3-1. And all of a sudden, the base is clear. Bradford fires in. Swing and a miss. Calabweig now with a full count, 3-2. Rough Riders have had strong showings from their backstops. And Simonite, a listed backstop, trying to test the arm of Procession. 3-2. Lifted foul behind home plate. Still three balls, two strikes. After tonight's game, the All-Star break. Both these teams will get some much-needed rest. About a half week off. Recharge the batteries and hit the reset button. 3-2 pitch from Bradford. Just missed outside. Calabweig started to pump the shoulders and then held up on a pitch that did not miss the black by much. Second walk given up by Bradford. And the second base runner allowed. There is one gone in the top of the third. Top of the order due up. Jeremy Ironman's next. Ironman a strikeout victim back to lead off the game. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Over top of the off-speed from Bradford at 81. Pittsburgh Pirates following up the Rangers pick. They go with Tamar Johnson. Another high school pick. This time a shortstop as the fourth overall selection. A one. Bunt shown. Dropped down by Ironman, but foul. Procession thought that it was playable. Oh boy, it actually connected with Ironman as he was trying to run out from the right side. And now Bobby Crosby running up. As it's currently being called, as Ironman is out as he tried to drop the bunt but ran into it on his way out of the box. So Calabweig will remain at first base. Conversation between our plate umpire and Steven Rios Jr. and Crosby comes to a close pretty quickly.
That goes as a 2-1 assisted.
So there's two gone. Zach Geloff, the second baseman now. He was the first walk given up by Bradford. Comes to the plate. Frisco in front, 1-0 on Sunday. Bradford's first pitch. Hard grounder towards short. Ornelas there for it. Eats it up. Relays to second. For the final out. Leadoff error by Blaine Krim over at first base, and then a walk to Calabweig, but a 2-6 throwdown, two unassisted, and Zach Geloff on the first pitch grounding out. Cody Bradford threw three scoreless on Sunday. Rough Riders lead it 1-0 from Riders Field.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home.
Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet and better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.891 due up for the Rough Riders as they lead it 1-0. Starting the bottom of the third inning, Chris Jared and Zach Bigley with you. Solo homer in the second for Kellen Strom, his second in as many nights. Goes back-to-back on Midland. 1-0 pitch. Same toss from Ty Dameron, the lefty starter that runs away from Jack Spiggers. Two balls, no strikes to begin the bottom of the third inning. Cody Bradford looked like he might bump into some trouble in the top half. Stroke of good fortune his way. 2-0 is looped over the net behind home plate, and a screaming flare shot makes it 2-1. Pop up to the right side of the infield, and it, at the last second, pulled Blaine Krim back into fair territory. And looked like he made the catch, fell over, and it dribbled out. 2-1. Bigger shows bunt, pulls it back, and it drops into the zone. Now two balls, two strikes. And then that same motion, at least from the right side, for Jeremy Ironman after a Chase Calabrese walk. He tried to bunt and then ran into it. Automatically out. 2-2, a chopper. Weakly hit right side. Geloff running in. The second baseman flips to first. And McCann hauls it in for the out. Dameron only one run on one hit. The solo homer to Strom is what gives the Rough Riders the advantage. 1-0 Frisco as Jordan Procession, the starting catcher, coming to the plate from the left side. Dameron, his first appearance of the week, and boy, has he been good in July. As Procession shows bunt. Catcher pulls it back, and it misses the zone outside. 1-0. Frisco got to Dameron back in their first meeting as Procession lifts the 1-0 in the air. Deep down the third base line, Calabrese sprinting over, and it was playable for him, but a long run on the left-handed hitting Procession. Just a foul ball. One gone in the bottom of the third. Rough Riders in front, 1-0. Last go for Dameron in the month of April was here at Riders Field, and the only other appearance for Dameron facing Frisco at this ballpark. Gave up 4 earned runs on 10 hits. The Rough Riders got him for 2 homers at Momentum Bank Ballpark for 10 hits in 5 2/3. Got the loss, his first decision of the year. 1-1. Catches the bottom half of the zone. Procession now working 1-2. Dameron, though, a little bit of a bounce-back revenge game on June 14th against Frisco. Got the win in 6 innings. 1-2. Floater off the bat of Procession behind home plate, and it gets over the net on a big looper at 77, but off the bat at 56. It's 1-2. And Dameron gave up some walks, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts on 3 hits, but only 1 run in on a solo homer in his 6 innings of work. 1-2, bouncing away in the dirt. And the homer came from Johnny Ornelas. It was his 7th of the year. One ball, 2 strikes. Lefty-lefty to Procession. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him at 84. Fastball straightened up Procession, and he couldn't get the hands around. Strikeout for Dameron in the first, second, and now here in the third inning. 2 gone. Top of the order, and it's Johnny Ornelas. Lefty-righty matchup with the bases clear. Ornelas only saw 2 pitches in his first at-bat. First offer from Dameron, breezing inside, and it misses the zone. 1-0. Ornelas, the native of Glendale, Arizona, was taken in the 3rd round in 2018. 1-0 pitch. Missing outside this time after missing inside the pitch prior. 2 balls, no strikes to Ornelas. Ornelas entering this matchup tonight with a home run back on July 15th. side, and it scoops off of the Rough Riders dugout on a hop. 2-1 for Ornelas. Two homers in the week against the Rockhounds. Had to go all the way back to June 14th when he had that home run. Pitch home. Taking strike two. Counts evened up at 2-2, with the bases clear and two gone. Pretty steady wind blowing out to straightaway center as it is right now. Kellen Strom's already left the yard tonight. 2-2. Lifted in the air. Out to right field. Pretty deep. As Selman goes back. Gets right on the track and makes a rundown catch. Flips it up to the folks in the Lazy River. And a long fly out from Ornelas to cap a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits. Our score stays the same. We go to the fourth inning with Frisco out in front on Sunday. 1-0.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark. Located hot summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Day comes to a close pretty quickly for Cody Bradford. The Rough Riders going to their bullpen. It's Joe Corbett out on the mound. Good three-inning start for Cody Bradford, and it looks like the Rough Riders going to be piecing this one together the rest of the way. Joe Corbett, the right-hander, coming up from High A Hickory earlier this year. 25-year-old at 6'5", 230 out on the mound. His first pitch, chopper weakly hit first base side, and it works foul. No balls in a strike. Corbett gets 3-4-5, the heart of the order for the Rockhounds, and it starts first with Kyle McCann, pop-out victim that has gone crazy in this series against Frisco. Next toss. Missing high and outside. 1-1. A grand slam in last night's contest, likely capping what has been an unbelievable series for this guy, McCann. A lot of wind blowing out to left field. The 1-1. Upstairs from Corbett. 2-0. Corbett from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Drafted by the Rangers in 2019 out of West Texas A&M. 2-1 pitch from him. Thought about from McCann, but boy, tough miss, and it's now 3-1. 2019, the draft summer for Corbett. After a short stop in the AZL, he finished out in Spokane. Righty-lefty, 3-1. High pop-up left side of the infield as Jax Biggers looks up, makes a catch. Couple of pop-outs for the first baseman McCann tonight. One gone for Corbett as he retires his first batter faced. How strong of a start it was for Cody Bradford as we look at his final line. Finishes with two walks given up in three innings, no runs on no hits. He struck out three. A little bit of a bumpy start in the third inning, but got through it. Here's Jordan Diaz. First pitch missing high. Pulled procession out of the crouch. One ball and no strikes, and almost clunked into the helmet of Diaz. Righty-righty matchup, the 1-1. Lifted in the air. Does Krim have room? He's on the move towards the dugout, and it drops just inside, and he meets Jordan Procession there, and both take a look down at the ball that they missed. Counts evened up. One ball, one strike to Diaz, who's also had a great week. Midland Rockhounds team that entered 10-2 in the second half into the series against Frisco, but no one has won consecutively in this series. The trend favors the Rough Riders tonight. They lead it 1-0. 1-1. Breaking ball, weakly hit left side. Bigger is a sliding stop. Spins and throws to first. Picked by Krim to complete the out. What a flash of defense as the cornermen link up between Biggers and Krim. Two gone. Short hop on Biggers and had to slide down and at least trap it underneath him, but right into the glove. And was able to make the squeeze. Righty-lefty now to Logan Davidson, first pitch. Corbett breezes a fastball in there at 93, taken 0-1. We mentioned Diaz, the success he's had. This is 17th game against the Rough Riders this year. Only one game missed. The 0-1. Breaking ball, rip and a miss. Good pitch from Corbett as Davidson way out over top. And it's 0-2. Time called at the plate. We were mentioning Kyle McCann, how he's killed the Rough Riders in this series. His slugging percentage against Frisco this year is at 600. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, just left off the plate. Good offer from Corbett, but couldn't find the zone just outside of Davidson, and it's 1-2. Bases clear, two gone in the top of the fourth. Kellen Strom, solo homer, the only difference so far in a 1-0 ball game. 1-2. Hard ground ball right back to Corbett. Deflected it. Has to run it down. Can't find it. Boy, he was loading to his transfer to throw to first, and it looked like he had a chance after knocking it down, and that's a tough one. Defense behind him was ready for it, and that'll likely go as the second error of the against the Rough Riders defense in the top of the fourth inning. Lane Krim with one back in the top of the third. Righty-righty matchup to Marty Bikina. Corbett sets, looking to bounce back after that. The first pitch. Drops it in at 78. Good offer to Bikina, 0-1. The center fielder skying out back in the second inning. On another 1-2-3 inning for Cody Bradford. His lone against Midland tonight. Next toss. 0-1 just missing inside. One ball, one strike. Bikina standing in after a homer in this series. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss over top of one. And it's now 1-2. A lot of activity from the Rockhounds lineup last night, and it started with Bikina. A solo home run in the second was the only damage given up. The second consecutive homer for Bikina in as many nights. 1-2 pitch, runner goes, hard ground ball up the middle, and it brings Foscue over. Snaps a throw to first, Blaine Krim with the squeeze for the final out. Would have been a base hit, but with the runner Davidson going for second, Foscue from second came over and was able to spear the lined drive on a hop and throw to first for the final out. Again, Midland busy on the bases, but no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Up and going in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders leading Midland on this Sunday evening, 1-0. Chris here and Zach Bigley back with you. The 1-1 to J.P. Martinez is popped in the air. William Simonite can't find it, and the third baseman Ironman coming in to help out his catcher. Martinez popping out to get the Rough Riders going in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blaine Krim next. As we mentioned it, the only offense allowed, aside from an infield hit that went off of the glove of Joe Corbett back in the top of the fourth inning, that again did go down marked as a hit, was a Kellen Strom solo home run. First pitch to Krim, just catching the outer edge to him, and it's 0-1. Lot of wind to the outfield, maybe the most wind we've had in this series between Midland and Frisco. 0-1. Laced up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Blaine Krim scorched one off the bat at 108. We've seen him hit the ball hard. And that time, flirting with upper triple digits on a line drive to center. One out single for Krim. That one had eyes for Dameron. Lefty starter is back out on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Second hit given up. And he'll face Justin Foscue. First pitch. Catching inside. No balls and a strike. Well, after Kumar Rocker was selected, a graphic of the recent Rangers first rounders. As Foscue turns one left side. Glove by Ironman. Throws to second for one to first. Double play. One out single from Blaine Krim. Wiped clean. And only seven pitches used by the left-hander Ty Dameron in the bottom of the fourth inning. All said and done, through four quickly on Sunday, we go to the fifth. Rough Riders leading it 1-0 on the Kellen Strom homer. We start the fifth Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornella
this on his way home, and he scores.
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Midland Rockhounds, and they dip back into their bullpen as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Joe Corbett done after his one inning of work, and now it's Grant Wolfram who takes over on the hill. Third pitcher turned to by the Rough Riders, and with this being the All-Star break coming up, getting a lot of guys in there, expect to see a few more pitch later on in today's ballgame. Grant Selman starts it off, bottom third of the order. First offering. Hard liner foul left side, and the count is 0-1. This is not a bottom third of the order that you can sleep on, really. The bottom third have combined for 17 hits in the series. They're 17 for 46 with three homers. Here's the offering in. It's popped up foul back behind home off to the right side, 0-2. That's a 370 batting average from the bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Seen a lot of offense from Midland here in this series. Remember, this was a Rough Riders pitching staff entering into this series that had the best ERA in all of minor league baseball, a sub-2 ERA in the second half. 0-2. Breaking ball, tap on the ground, foul, left side. And it's still no balls, two strikes. But the Rough Riders have really been roughed up in this series on the pitching side of things. The Rockhounds in the set have scored 8 runs, 4 runs, 6 runs, 10 and 14. 0-2. Popped up foul right side out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Grant Wolfram making another appearance in this series after he pitched an inning in Game 4. It's his second outing in the series. He allowed a couple runs in that one inning. Left-hander Reddings. 0-2. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat. First base side and foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders leading 1-0 on the back of a Kellen Strom solo home run, extending his on-base streak to 32 consecutive games. In sole possession for the third spot, in franchise history. Next up is Ryan Cordell at 37 games back in 2016 for the number 2 spot. Oh, 2. Low and outside. 1-2 two strikes. This will be the 7th. Only 3 combined hits so far between these two teams. Rough Riders with 2 and 1 for Midland, an infield single. 1-2 is down and in, and it hit him with a slider that got away from Wolfram. So he hits him on a 1-2 pitch, and Shane Selman wins the battle. He finds his way aboard. William Simonite makes his way to the plate now. Hit him in the left foot. Simonite reached on an error by the first baseman Krim in the third and then was caught stealing. First offering. Wolfram misses low, and it's 1-0 and no strikes. The Rough Riders with a win today would go to 10-8 in the second half and would be 3 games back of these Midland Rockhounds in the South Division. 1-0 toss. Low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. A lot of baseball left to be played here in the second half. We'll play 138 ball games this year. This is game number 87. Wolfram peers in. From the stretch, he looks at first. 2-0. Just down low and inside with a slider. 3 balls and no strikes. Every time Grant Wolfram takes the hill, we talk about the command. And that's the biggest thing for the big left-hander at 6'8" on the hill. He pitches. It finds the outside corner, 3-1. 2-1 with a 5.24 ERA, making his 22nd appearance on the year. 34 and a third innings, 28 strikeouts, but 42 strikeouts this year. I should say 28 walks. 3-1 pitch. Down low and inside, ball four. So a hit batter and a walk start things off in the fifth for Grant Wolfram. Riders lead 1-0. Nobody out. Two aboard for Chase Calabuie. And the Rough Riders have a party on the mound. Lane Krim, first base. We continue to follow the draft tracker. If you're just joining us, Kumar Rocker was selected with the third overall pick by the Rangers. The right-handed pitcher out of Vanderbilt University, who was teammates with Jack Leiter there. But he was selected out of the draft league. He was picked 10th overall last year by the Mets. Failed his physical, wasn't signed. Then had to have surgery. He was pitching with the Tri-City Valley Cats of the Independent Frontier League. Chase Calabuie in from the left side. And the offering in. Just outside, 1-1, no strikes. With the Tri-City Valley Cats, he was 1-0 with a 1.35 ERA, allowing just 3 runs over his 20 innings with 32 strikeouts and over 14 at strikeout per nine. 1-0 catches the outside corner for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Made 3 starts there. In his final start, he struck out 7 over 5 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run and 2 hits. 1-1 pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And you have to wonder if we're going to see him this year. Can't make any speculation, but the excitement certainly pops into your head. Here's the stretch. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. We're even at 2-2. Nobody out. 2 aboard. Top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Another pick just came across, the number 8 overall selection. Brooks Lee, the shortstop out of Cal Poly, was just selected by the Twins. Congratulations to Brooks Lee. 2-2. Low and away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Also going to be keeping an eye on Jace Young, the brother of Josh Young, former Rough Rider. Also, Jace will not match his brother. A very good career at Texas Tech. 3-2. Just high, ball four. Base is loaded now for Midland here in the fifth. Hit by pitch, walk, walk. Nobody out for Jeremy Ironman, top of the order. This is not a good situation for Grant Wolfram. 1-0 Rough Riders. Still just one hit today for Midland. It hasn't come in this inning. Time called, and Jeff Andrews makes his way out of the dugout. He's going to go chat with Wolfram. Ironman 0 for 2 today, a strikeout, and he bunted himself into an out when he bunted the ball up the first baseline, and it hit him when he was out of the box. If you're watching on stream, you can see how tall Grant Wolfram is at 6'8", towering over everybody on the mound. A big spot for Jeremy Ironman. Rough Riders really got the game, or let the game get away from them, in the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings last night. 5 runs in the fifth, 4 runs in the sixth, 4 runs in the seventh for the Rockhounds. Ironman, part of that with a 2-run single in the seventh. He also singled to find his way aboard in the fifth inning. Bases loaded, the pitch. Just inside, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Ironman on the season hitting just .207. 13 homers, though. 42 runs batted in. He's homered in this series as one of his just 3 hits in the set. Wolfram from the stretch, the 1-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 1-1 with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Biggest spot in the game for both sides. Here's the stretch. And rakes it foul left side on the ground, and it's 1-2. This is not only the first time that a runner has been at third base, it's the first time a runner in scoring position for the Midland Rockhounds. In fact, it's the first time a runner has been at second or third for either team in this game. Rough Riders, a solo home run, providing their lone offense today. Left-hander stretches, right-hander at the plate, 1-2. Slider low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Tristan Pauly is starting to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the left field line. Still nobody out in this inning. Wolfram stretches, and the 2-2. Slider, strike three called, got him at the top of the zone. Huge strikeout for Grant Wolfram, one away.
And that's just about the first call that he's been on the beneficiary end of, putting it around the black, and that's a big one to get Ironman down watching, because he's been really close with a lot of pitches, and that one's sliding in, backdooring Ironman for the first out.
Here's Zach Geloff now, the ever-dangerous number three prospect in the A's organization. Bags packed, one out. Riders leading 1-0. Wolfram peers in for his sign. And he kicks and delivers. Upper edge, inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zach Geloff, since returning from the injured list, 0-5 with three walks. A shoulder injury kept him out for a while. A 1. Low of the zone. One ball and one strike. Geloff on the season hitting .308, four homers, and 25 RBIs. One. Swing and a miss. Big rip on a 95-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-2. Geloff stands back in. Former second-round selection out of Virginia. 22 years old. 1-2. High. Miss with the fastball. Procession had to jump out of his crouch to nab it. Two balls, two strikes. High Sox for Geloff. Holds the stick out towards Wolfram in the 2-2. Breaking ball, high and inside, just missed. 3-2. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. Rockhounds everywhere, 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth, one out. Pitch home. High fly ball deep to left field. Fabian gives up on it. This ball is long gone for a grand slam. Zach Geloff touches off the second grand slam in as many days for the Midland Rockhounds. And all of a sudden, it's 4-1. Rockhounds lead it. On a 3-2 pitch, Zach Geloff hits a grand slam, his fifth home run of the year. And that brings Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout, and it'll end the day for Grant Wolfram. Fastball at the very top of the zone, 104 off the bat, 400 feet on the dot to left field. 95 coming in, 104 coming out. And Grant Wolfram exits. Tristan Pauly coming out of the Rough Riders pen. When we come back, it's 4-1. Midland down in front on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose better 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip back into their bullpen, and Tristan Polley is the man they select. Rough Riders now trailing 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning with one out as the free passes came back to haunt Grant Wolfram. Hit by pitch, walk to load the bases. He got a strikeout looking and then gave up a 400-foot grand slam to Zach Gelock. Second grand slam in as many days for the Midland Rockhounds as Kyle McCann touched off a grand slam yesterday, and he's the man who will lead things off against Polley. Tristan Polley, left-handed pitcher. A 0.77 ERA for the Rough Riders this season so far. Left-hander against left-hander to start things. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Slider just low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Ninth appearance for Tristan Polley this season. He's 0-1 with an 11 2/3 innings this year. The pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 now. 10 strikeouts to 14 walks. Free passes have been troublesome for him this year as well. 1-1. Just low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. And the Rough Riders will try to regroup and not repeat what was a very tough fifth inning last night. The fifth, sixth, and seventh innings were all tough. 2-1. McCann takes low and away with a breaking ball. 3-1.
I think it is unfortunate already, though. I mean, this last night it was a 2-1 Rough Riders lead before that fifth inning. And an inning where Avery Weems had back-to-back strikeouts, two outs, and then it was the Valenzuela homer. More the same here, a 1-0 lead. And it was just an inning on a clean start for Grant Wolfram that got away from him.
3-1. Low and away, ball four. So a leadoff walk for Tristan Polley to Kyle McCann. And it's now three walks in the inning and a hit by pitch. So just one ball put in play in the frame, and it left the park.
And scored four runs.
Yep. Jordan Diaz in from the right side now. 4-1 Midland, top of the fifth. It's been that kind of series for the Rough Riders, unfortunately. Polley delivers. Breaking ball raked foul left side into the bullpen for Osuna trying to make the catch. And he ran into Josh Smith, who's not going to go anywhere for Osuna is
right.
Running into him. That's a height difference of about 7-8 inches. 0-1. Offering in. Lined into right field, and Strom has to play it on a hop. It's in for a base hit. McCann up to second. Runners at first and second, and the eighth man up in the inning is Logan Davidson. 4-1 our score. Midland leads. That one at 104 off the bat from Diaz into right field. Rough Riders had a huge come-from-behind win in Game 4 of this series, coming back from down 6 runs with tie the game and eventually winning an 11 on a walk-off. Final score was 11-10 in that ball game, and then Midland really took out their anger on the Rough Riders yesterday. Pitch home. Davidson cuts and misses on a high fastball on its own one. And Rough Riders hoping that they won't be able to do that a little bit more here in this one. Davidson is 1-for-2 today with a single back to the pitcher, Joe Corbett, in the fourth. Polley from the stretch, 0-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-2. Polley has entered and allowed a walk and a base hit. Still just one out in the frame. Even with all those runs yesterday, one thing the Rockhounds didn't do was bat around. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down low and inside, and Logan Davidson strikes out. First strikeout for Tristan Pauley. Two outs, and here's Marty Bikina, the ninth man up to the plate in the inning. Bikina 0 for 2, a flyout to center and a ground out. 4-1 Midland leads, runners at first and second, two outs. Top of the fifth. Pitch home. That's right down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. Four runs across and just three hits. Two of them coming in this inning for the Rockhounds. Pauley's 0-1. Hit foul into the plate. Back behind home, 0-2. Pauley's ahead in the count. Bikina 7 for 19 in the series with a couple home runs. Three homers on Friday, three homers yesterday for this Midland offense, and now one today. Pauley, the 0-2. Swinging a grounder, foul strikes. You look up and down this order. Five players in the Midland lineup today have hit a home run in this series. Three of them with multiple home runs in this series, including Bikina. 0-2. Inside, he plunked him. Got him with a fastball on the left hip. And a hit by pitch loads the bases up again with two outs. And now officially, Midland has batted around in the inning. So Shane Selman comes to the plate. 4-1 Midland. Top of the fifth. Bases loaded for Selman, who began the inning with a hit by pitch after fighting off a ton of pitches on a 1-2 offering after five foul balls. It was the seventh pitch of the at-bat. First pitch misses down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. He was hit on the left foot. That one nearly got his right foot. Selman is one of those guys with two homers in the series. He hit both of them in game three. 1-0. Down low and inside. Skips away from Procession. Back behind home. And that brings in a run. McCann scores from third, and it's 5-1 Midland. Boy, it basically went down in the dirt and took a ramp straight up Procession and directly up in the air back behind home. Only landed about 10, 15 feet behind him, but it was so high up in the air, McCann didn't even have to worry about trotting home. Wild pitch brings in the first baseman. Runners at second and third now. 5-1 Midland leads here in the fifth. 2-0. Ripped in the air to left field, down for a base hit. Diaz in from third. Bikina around third. The throw to the plate from Fabians well up the third base line. Bikina comes in to score, and it's now 7-1 Midland. Oh, brother. Seven runs across in this fifth inning. Two-run single for Shane Selman. Seven RBIs, and seven of them coming in this series. William Simonite, the eight-hole hitter to the plate now. And the 10th man up, maybe the 11th man up in this inning. Pauley ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second and deals. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Most runs the Rough Riders have allowed in an inning this year, 11. That was in the 8th inning at Amarillo on June 11th. Seven runs in so far. 0-1. Check swing. Breaking ball outside corner. A strike. 0-2. Two outs are in the inning. Selman leads from second as he went there on the throw. 0-2. Just outside. Backdoor breaking ball missed. And the count goes to 1-2. One, two. Chopper, third base side. Biggers has it in fair territory. And the third baseman throws him out across the diamond. The suffering concludes here in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. Seven runs across, though, for the Rockhounds. It comes on 1, 2, 3 hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 7-1, Midland leads, bottom five coming up on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Ridersville Events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Kellen Strom is across in the outside corner, and it's 0-1 to start things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Seven runs across for Midland in the top of the fifth. They lead 7-1. 0-1 pitch. Strom takes a strike, upper edge, inside corner. And it's 0-2. Strom, a solo home run back in the second, extending his on-base streak to 32 games in sole possession of the third longest streak in Rough Riders franchise history. It was his second home run in as many days and his sixth on the year. Dameron, the 0-2. Lined up the middle on one hop to the second baseman Geloff. It eats him up, but he collects and throws on to first to get him. And there's one away. Strom, a hard ground out up the middle. There's Trey Hare. 7-1, Rockhounds 14-2 win last night. On top big after a huge inning. Hare struck out his first time up. And the first pitch catches the outside corner, 0-1. Ty Dameron, a native of this area, went to Crum High School about 20 minutes away. 0-1. Raking ball on top of the zone. First strike at 75 miles an hour, 0-2. Went to Texas Tech despite being drafted in the 13th round out of high school by the Dodgers. The pitch inside. It's one ball and two strikes. He was the highest drafted player to actually go to Texas Tech and not sign since Chad Bettis was picked in the 8th round back in 2007. 1-2. Soft tapper foul right side. It's still one ball, two strikes. And he poured in a very nice career at Texas Tech before being drafted actually later than he was out of high school by the A's a couple years later. Selected in the 13th round out of high school, the 15th round out of college. He deals in the 1-2. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Good family lineage in the big leagues as well. His cousin Brian Bohannon played 12 years in the big leagues. The offering is a high pop-up right side. That gets out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Hey, well, it was just announced. Jace Young just went number 12 overall to the Detroit Tigers. So the brother of former Rough Riders infielder Josh Young, Jace Young, a very good hitter at Texas Tech. The alma mater of Ty Dameron. Congratulations to the Young family. I'm sure they're very excited. 2-2. High fly ball hit to deep center field. Bikina back to the warning track, looking up, way gone. Whoa, halfway up the batter's eye for Trey Hare. A 450. The Rough Riders are back on the board. Trey Hare doing damage to the batter's eye. Hare with a solo shot. It's the second solo homer for the Rough Riders. Holy cow, 459 feet. 105 off the bat. That thing was crushed. His 15th homer of the year, which is a new team high. It's now 7-2, Rough Riders trail. First pitch was a strike to Sandro Fabian. It's 0-1. Pitch in. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, 0-2. So Hare takes over the team lead from Dustin Harris with his 15th home run. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Chopper up the middle, Davidson to his left. The shortstop can't get it. That's into center. Sandro Fabian on an 0-2 pitch singles to center field. The Rough Riders trying to ignite something here in the bottom of the fifth after a 7-run inning for Midland. Rough Riders responding. Trey Hare with home run number 15. Sandro Fabian with a single up the middle. And now Jax Biggers with one out. Riders trailing by 5. Dameron's pitch. Low and outside, 1-1, no strikes. Rough Riders saying, we're not done yet. Still plenty of ball game to be played. Pitch home. Upper edge inside corner, a called strike, 1-1. Biggers grounded out to second in the third. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Hard liner into right. That drops in for a hit. Fabian up to second. He stops right there. And the Rough Riders with 3 consecutive hits against Dameron. It's their 5th hit of the contest. And Jordan Procession stands in now. Procession struck out back in the third. Rough Riders with 3 consecutive hits on the offensive side. Held to just 2 runs last night. They're already at 2 here in the fifth. Dameron stretches, and he delivers home. Low off the outside corner, 1-1 and no strikes. Dameron this year has struggled with the long ball. He's allowed 11 in his 15 starts. And make that 13 with the 2 surrendered today. Pitch home. Low of the zone. 2-1, no strikes on Procession. This is the first 2-homer game he's allowed since June 21st against Tulsa at home. It's the 4th time he's allowed 2 homers in the same game this year. 2-0. Check swing. Procession went around and a breaking ball low, and the count goes to 2-1. Top of the order, and Jonathan Ornelas is on deck for the Rough Riders, and this is a very good spot for the Rough Riders to get a few runs back. Nobody throwing yet out in the Rockhounds bullpen. 2-1. Just off the plate away. Breaking ball misses, and it's 3-1. Procession making his 3rd appearance in this series. Entered in 1-for-5. With a double, 2 runs scored, and 3 walks. 3-1 pitch on the way. High fly ball deep down the right field line. Selman over towards the line. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Fabian tags from second. He moseys to third, and there are runners on the corners with 2 outs now in the fifth. For the top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas. Fly ball out to right field. Ornelas 0-for-2 today. Tied with Alec Burleson of the Cardinals organization for the most hits in all of minor league baseball entering today with 106. good guy to have up in this situation. And with that being said, Chris Smith, the pitching coach, is going to go out and chat. 7-2, Rough Riders trail, bottom of the fifth. Fabian at third and Biggers at first. Smith joined by Simonite, the catcher, up on the hill. Rough Riders scored a run in the second on a solo bomb from Kellen Strom. Midland put up seven in the top half of this fifth, and now here we are in the bottom of the fifth. Rough Riders with a run in and two aboard. Ornelas back in from the right side. Rough Riders now out hitting Midland 5-4, but trailing by five. Dameron from the stretch, left-hander's pitch. Low of the zone with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas a ground out and a fly out in his two trips. One to short, one to right. One oh. Catches the outer edge for a strike. Fastball from Dameron. 1-1. Ornelas, feet very close together, calls time. Steps out, tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves. Makes a practice half swing and stands back in. One pitch on the way. Swing and a foul back into Simonite's glove. Slider under his hands, and it's 1-2. J.P. Martinez on deck if we get that far here in the fifth with runners on the edges and two outs. Wind blowing out to center field. 1-2, and low with the changeup. 2-2 as Simonite held it there for a second, but Stephen Rios Jr., the home plate umpire, didn't want to make the call. Inning alive for Frisco. 2-2. Ornelas fouls it away off to the right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Oh, somebody must have made a nice catch off to our right side. Can't see because of the overhang. They play Ornelas to pull in the infield, straight up in the outfield. The 2-2. Hard liner down the left side into left field, a base hit. Fabian in from third. Biggers around second on his way to third. Ornelas to second. Slides in safely, an RBI double. Riders now trail 7-3. Ornelas with his 14th double of the year, 42nd RBI. And the Rough Riders chipping away at this deficit. They overcame a six-run deficit in game four of this series. And now their six-run deficit tonight has turned to just four. Runners at second and third, two outs in the fifth for J.P. Martinez. The left-hander looks in, closed off from the stretch. He deals. Martinez shows bunt, pulls high, and it's one ball, no strikes. 0 for 2 day for Martinez today. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Upper edge inside corner for a strike. 1-1. Great speed at second with Ornelas. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Soft roller right side of the infield. Tummer's got him. Inning over. Rough Riders do get two runs, though, on four hits. No errors and two left on the base paths. Solo homer Trey Hare at 459 feet. And an RBI double from Johnny Ornelas. Top six coming up. Rough Riders trailing 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning, trailing 7-3 in this series finale between Frisco and Midland. Star, the fourth pitcher turned to by Frisco tonight. Right-hander from the stretch, first pitch to Chase Calabui is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's gone Cody Bradford, Joe Corbett, Grant Wolfram, and now Nick Starr. The right-hander out of Conway, Arkansas. He stretches in the 0-1. Hard ground ball up the middle. Ornelas, a backhanded stab at short, slings it on to first and gets Calabui for the first down. Top of the order now in Jeremy Ironman. Rough Riders allowing 7 runs in the top of the 5th inning and then scoring 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the 5th and trail 7-3. Ironman 0-3 today. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. A curveball high, 1 ball, no strikes. 3-pitch pitcher Nick Starr, fastball, curveball, cutter. He's been good this year for the Rough Riders, a 2.22 ERA, 1-0. High outside corner for a strike, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 with a 22nd appearance under his belt after today. 1-1, swing and a miss. Good cutter outside, 1-2. 24 innings, 20 strikeouts to 8 walks. 1-2 toss. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2 outs. First strikeout for Nick Starr, and Zach Geloff stands in, who did big-time damage his last trip with a grand slam to left field. 7 runs on just 4 hits today for Midland. Delivers, low and away, 1 ball, no strikes. The bases were loaded on a hit-by-pitch walk and a walk. And the grand slam from Geloff. 1-0, low and outside again, 2 balls, no strikes. Geloff's 5th home run of the year. And his first hit since returning from the injured list. First time since June. 2-0, low and outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Big-time pop from Geloff, a 400-foot home run to left. 3-0 pitch on the way. Just low of the zone, ball 4, and a 4-pitch walk issued to Geloff. Kyle McCann stands in now. He walked and scored back in the 5th. It was a very rocky Fifth inning for the Rough Riders staff between Tristan Polly and Grant Wolfram. Here's the stretch. And the offering is a high pop-up left side of the infield, foul out of play. And it's 0-1. Wolfram exited after allowing the grand slam, and then Tristan Polly allowed the bases to get loaded. Wild pitch scored a run, and then a two-run single for Shane Selman tacked on a total of three more. Oh, one. Soft tapper, first base side. Krim charges, picks in fair territory, and takes it to the bag for the out. Nice play by Blaine Krim. Didn't want to get that one in foul territory, so he charged up and took it about halfway up the line. Side comes to a close in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base on the walk. Bottom six coming up. Rough Riders trailing 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, where fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ballgame.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Blaine Krim is a ground ball down the third baseline. Hits the bag and caroms out to shallow left field. Krim around first on his way to second. Rolling that way, he slides and he's saved. Leadoff double for Blaine Krim. And that's how we start things in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Krim with his second hit today, his 16th double of the year. It's the Rough Riders' seventh knock today. Good start for the Rough Riders with Justin Foscue climbing in now. Rough Riders trailing 7-3, but two runs back in the bottom of the fifth inning. And comeback just like they did on Friday. Foscue 0-for-2 tonight. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Upper edge outside corner with a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Krim takes his lead from second. And the 0-1. High and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Foscue 6-for-22 in the series. He's knocked in five runs. 278 hitter on the year coming into today. Dameron from the stretch. And the left-hander's 1-1 pitch. Finds the outside corner for a called strike. 1-2. Riders with another runner in scoring position. 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position so far tonight. 1-2. Chopper at third base side. Ironman comes up, picks, slings sidearm on the run. He gets him at first. One away. Krim remains at second base. And that brings Kellen Strom to the plate, who grounded out to second back in the fifth, but homered in the second. 7-3, Midland leads it. He's Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on this Sunday series finale between the A's and Rangers affiliates at the AA level. First pitch. A line drive into left field and through for a base hit. Grimm up to third. He gets stopped right there. And Kellen Strom has another base hit. That's three consecutive days with multi-hit action from Kellen Strom. And there are runners on the corners with one out here in the sixth.
Starting to see the slugging side of Strom, too. At 103, he touched that one into left field on a couple burns. Powerful swing from the right side. We saw him, again, homer earlier to start the scoring tonight. Homered last night as well. Great to see. The outfield group as a whole, too, just starting to really swing it well.
Strom starts collecting those extra base hits, there's no stopping him as the pitch is home to Hare and it's low and away. One ball, no strikes. The on-base streak has been a lot of singles, but homers in back-to-back games now, and that one crushed at 103, though it is a single. Speaking of crush.
Speaking of power.
There's Trey Hare, who has 15 homers now to lead the Rough Riders. He had a 459-foot homer off the batter's eye in center. 1-0. He swings, chops at first base side and foul. And the count goes to 1-1. This is the most home runs he's ever hit in an affiliated ball season. New career high for him. And we're not even to August yet. Feet close together, open stance, left side of the plate. 1-1. Takes low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. When Hare hits him, he usually hits him in bunches. Three-homer game earlier this year at Tulsa. Be a good time for his second homer tonight. 2-1. Takes a breaking ball up and in. Three balls and one strike. Home run to dead center field. 3-1 pitch. He swings, hits it high in the air out to right field. Selman back a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Grimm tags from third. He scores easily, and the Rough Riders get another run back. They now trail 7-4 here in the sixth. The second RBI today for Trey Hare. It's his 48th of the year. Two outs for Sandro Fabian with Strom at first. Riders trailing by three now. Fabian singled and scored. And time called. Here comes Bobby Crosby out of the dugout. And the manager for the Rockhounds makes the motion down the right side towards the bullpen. We're going to have a pitching change here at Riders Field. The Rough Riders trailing 7-4. Ty Dameron done with two outs in the sixth. We'll step aside, be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Plunkett takes over on the hill for the Rockhounds. We're still in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-4 our score. Midland out in front. Rough Riders trying to mount a comeback with one run here in the sixth inning already. A sacrifice fly from Trey Hare. Sandro Fabian due up against Plunkett. Plunkett is wearing number 21, which is Jeff Criswell's number, but he is usually number 22. Plunkett, the right-hander, deals with Sandro Fabian with a runner at first. That's Kellen Strom in two outs. Here's the pitch home. Low and outside, it misses. One ball and no strikes. 93 on the gun. Fabian hammered a ball to center in the fifth for a single. Right-hander's pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Plunkett peers in for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. 2-0. Foul back up this way. And just above us. Whew. You're ready.
Always.
If only you had a net.
See, now that would have been an out and up. I don't think a net helps me in that situation. I appreciate where your mind's at, though. You're thinking the right.
Offering home. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Slider away. Plunkett, the former Dodgers selection back in 2019 out of Arkansas, 26 years old. Signed a free agent deal with the A's in the offseason. 7.63 earned run average for him this year. 2-2. Fought off the fist in the shallow left center field. Calabwig charging in from left. It's the center fielder, Bacchino, takes charge and makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. One across for the Rough Riders, though, on two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. We move to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-4 now. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband? Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr back out on the mound for Frisco, and we are officially underway in the seventh inning. 7-4. Rough Riders with 3 unanswered to try and dwindle their way back in. 1-0. Jordan Diaz lifts one away. Right-handed designated hitter is standing in for his 4th trip to the plate tonight. Nick Starr, the right-hander, back out on the mound for Frisco. Took over for a clean 6th inning. 1-1. High and gets away from procession at 90 miles an hour. 2 balls and a strike. Rough Riders have tried to piece this one together tonight, as they still, of course, want to see him next week after the All-Star break. 3 games in Arkansas. 2-1. Down and outside from Starr. 3 balls and a strike. Bradford throws just 41 pitches in his 3 innings. 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, no hits or runs. Three balls and a strike from Starr. That finds the zone, a taken strike, as Diaz was starting to stride out from the right side. Counts full. And then Joe Corbett relieving Bradford for the fourth. Just a hit allowed, but no damage. All three outs put in play. Payoff pitch. High fly ball out to left field on a line to Fabian. Leaping makes the catch. Oh, the left fielder had to starfish out to haul it in. 106 off the bat of Diaz, and Fabian robbing him of extra bases. Torched off the bat of Diaz, and Fabian with the ball at its toughest spot. Passed them at that point, made the catch. Whoa. Logan Davidson now righty-lefty. First pitch. Breaking ball high and outside, ball one. Sight of confidence for Nick Starr, who was sitting 3-1, got a called strike two, and gets the out. 1-0, should say, is a rip and a miss, and the count's even. Davidson, a switch hitter. Went down swinging on Bradford, struggling from the left side in the second inning. The 1-1. Off the inside edge of the bat and dropping quickly to short. Johnny Ornelas able to get over there and make the catch. Jam shot to Davidson, and he pops out. His base hit in the fourth inning came against a right-hander in Joe Corbett, but it was against the left-hander Tristan Polly. He went down on strikes. The only strikeout for Tristan Polly tonight. Base is clear, two gone for the center fielder Marty Bakina. Riding a streak, consecutive games with a homer. First pitch to him, drops in at 82 from Starr, and it's 0-1. Tough sixth inning, a two-run single from Shane Selman. The 0-1, a rip and a miss. And now Starr in front, 0-2. A walk given up, but no runs in. No balls, two strikes as Starr comes set in the glove. Kicks and throws home. Chopper towards short. Ornelas on two hops has it. Throws to first to get the speeding Bakina. And a 1-2-3 inning for Starr and the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh. Stretch time from Riders Field. And we're going to be keeping things right here for God Bless America on this Sunday, July 17th. So for it, we'll send it down to the field and turn things over to the house PA for God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts?
InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed honor spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back after the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you tonight as Jack Spigger is standing in from the left side. He'll face Zach Plunkett, the 1-0, down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes to the third baseman, Biggers, that had a base hit but was left stranded back in the fifth inning. Solo homer for Trey Hare, and then an RBI double for Johnny Ornelas to bring Fabian around. 7-4 Midland. The 2-0 pitch. Zach Plunkett straightening up a fastball at 94 on the sinker, and it's 2-1. Nobody out for Biggers. His second leadoff at bat tonight. The 2-1. High and outside, 95 that time. Three balls and a strike to Biggers. When it was 8-9-1, Frisco had it in the third inning. They went down 1-2-3. The pitch home. Called strike two as Biggers was about to pinwheel the bat back towards the dugout and head up the first baseline. But now the count's full. And now time called. Full count to Jack Spiggers as the Rough Riders trailing on Sunday, 7-4. A win for the Rough Riders forces a split series between Midland. The Rockhounds, if they win, they take the series. 3-2 pitch. Tipped into the glove of Simonite for strike three. High fastball that Biggers couldn't catch up to. And there's one gone in the bottom of the seventh. First strikeout for Zach Plunkett, and there's one gone. Catcher Jordan Processions next. Biggest inning for Frisco came in the two-run fifth. Four hits in that inning. Two of them run-scoring hits, but only two runs across. First pitch to Pro. Missing down ball, no strikes. And that's a tough part about it, is that the Rough Riders are currently out-hitting Midland 8-4. The 1-0. Scoots Procession back. Two balls, no strikes to count now. Bottom of the order with the top half and Johnny Procession awaiting on deck. Two balls, no strikes. Called strike. Now 2-1. Procession tonight, a strikeout in the third inning. He flew out in the fifth. Righty-lefty matchup from Plunkett, the pitch. That does miss outside. Arm side miss for the right-hander Plunkett, and now another three-ball, one-strike count. Same as Jack Spiggers worked it, but he went down on strikes. Now the 3-1 laced over the net behind home plate. Clatters a bit down to our left, and now the count's full again. Procession will step out from the left side. 2022 draft night going on across all of the majors, and about halfway through the first, a little bit past halfway through the first round. Payoff pitch upstairs and outside for ball four. First time aboard tonight for Procession as he tosses the bat to the dugout. Only one gone for the top of the order, and Jonathan Ornelas, the shortstop now, had an RBI double back in the fifth inning. Texas had the third overall pick, and if you had missed any of the action, they went with Kumar Rocker, who had already been drafted in last year's draft. First pitch to Ornelas in the air, up the first baseline and deep out to right. Selman over towards the line and makes a catch. One pitch flyout victim for Ornelas, and there's two gone with Procession at first base. J.P. Martinez next, and the Rough Riders trailing. A lot of high school picks early as Jackson Holiday, Drew Jones. The first two off the board. Of course, Kumar Rocker not exactly a college pick. First pitch to Martinez, dots in 0-1. His final year in 2021 at Vanderbilt, tied with his teammate Jack Leiter for most strikeouts in the season, 0-1. Tapper foul at the plate from Martinez, and it's 0-2. Quickly after the news, Jack took to his Instagram story and was already all fired up, finding out that he'd be reunited with his former teammate Rocker, and said, "We back." Certainly will be cool to see if they ever do get on a similar club, the same team. Simon had a quick trip to the mound to have a chat with Plunkett. Jordan Procession at second base. Martinez ready. And the pitch home. Hard hit ground ball right back up the middle in the second. Should say the shortstop Davidson's there for it and throws to first. Boy, almost scooped the head of Plunkett as it came right back to him. Fortunately, Davidson right behind him to relay to first base. One out walk to Procession is left stranded. The Rough Riders go down with no runs, no hits in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still 7-4 Midland. And we go to the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
A little too early on the shelves.
Ornelas on his way home and he scores.
Not ready to give up the long ball.
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone.
Way out of here and gone.
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone. The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rockhounds on the road on Sunday in front of Frisco, 7-4 our score. The left-hander Tyler Thomas out on the mound for Frisco to get us going in the eighth inning. Lefty-righty matchup to Shane Selman. First pitch off the plate for Thomas, 1-0. 1-2-3 inning for Nick Starr to end his night. Finished with 2 frames out of the bullpen, 1-0. Wave and a miss from Selman, and the count's now 1-1. 2 innings tonight for Starr, no runs, hits. Picked up a strikeout and a walk in his 2 innings of work to turn things over to Thomas. One ball, one strike to Selman. The pitch home. Cranked left side. Biggers scooping it up from the ground. Throws to first, and they got him. Third baseman Biggers dropped his glove to the dirt as he spun away from the home plate. What looked like a snap throw to first base was right on line to Blaine Krim. Selman had the two-run base hit back in the fifth inning, but retired to begin the eighth. First pitch to William Simonite. That drops into the zone. 0-1. Two innings out of the bullpen for Nick Starr, the longest outing for any Rough Riders reliever tonight. 0-1. Taking strike two to Simonite, quickly trailing the count. Tyler Thomas making his 23rd appearance of the season as time called at the plate. Native of San Diego, California, Thomas starting to pick up the pace, and Simonite needed a breather. Lefty-righty matchup to the starting catcher, William Simonite. The 0-2 pitch home. Thought about, but it misses a little bit low. 1-2. No hits tonight for Simonite. A walk, and he came in to score in the fifth inning. Reached on the dropped pop-up to Blaine Krim back in the third. 1-2. Bounced in front of the plate. Procession able to block it. Needs to take a moment himself after taking much of what must have been a nasty hop. The count's evened up at 2-2. So we mentioned 23rd appearance of the season for Thomas, and it's his second time facing the Rockhounds in this series. Showed face back on July 14th against Midland for an inning and a third. No walks or strikeouts, but gave up a solo homer. 2-2 missing outside. And now after an 0-2 start to the at-bat, William Simonite working it full. 3-2. One gone, bases clear in the top of the eighth. Rockhounds in front of Rough Riders, 7-4. Thomas sets from the belt, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him for his first strikeout of the night. And there's two gone. Simonite back to the dugout, and now the left fielder Chase Calabui coming to the plate. He's been aboard twice, and both via base on balls. Lefty-lefty action, the first pitch to Calabui. Slides in, front door is the left fielder, 0-1. Calabui, the leadoff man in the sixth inning, 0-1. Swing and a miss, reaching down and away. And Thomas looking comfortable in a lefty-lefty matchup against Calabui. 0-2 with the bases clear and two gone. Thomas sets and comes home off the plate. Left-hander liked it, but Calabui didn't chase as it ran away from him. 1-2. Rough Riders playing their last home game until they pack their bags for a week and a half. Won't be home again until August 2nd. 1-2 pitch from Thomas. Called strike three. Calabui did not like it, but Thomas doubting the outer edge. Back-to-back strikeouts for the lefty reliever Tyler Thomas, and we're done in the top of the eighth inning. Score stays the same, 7-4 Midland in front of Frisco on Sunday night.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gardenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger.
Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing by three as we're back to start the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-4-5 due up for Frisco, and it's Krim, Foskey, Strom to the plate. First pitch. Krim laces one out to straightaway center field. Not too far away from Marty Bakina. The center fielder runs it down, hauls it in. Blaine Krim, a two-hit night, but he skies out to center to start the bottom of the eighth. One gone. Base is clear for the second baseman, Justin Foskey. No hits tonight for him. A couple of groundouts down the third base line. He grounded out to third in the second and the sixth. Righty-righty as Zach Plunkett back out of the mound. Righty reliever's first pitch drops in, 0-1. It's been a two-pitch tandem attack by Midland tonight, and it's been a solid one. Left-hander Ty Dameron went 5 2/3 before Plunkett finished off the sixth. 0-1 pitch home. Lifted in the air, and this just might stay in the infield. Right side for Geloff, the second baseman. And about a half step in on the cut of the grass makes a catch. Three pitches for Plunkett as he's cruising through his eighth inning of work. Rockhounds do have some arms up in the bullpen with two outs in the eighth inning if they need it, but and they likely will for the ninth. But Plunkett looking solid in his bottom of the eighth. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch just missing outside as Plunkett liked where it ended up, but maybe two down and outside from Strom. A two-hit night guy for Frisco tonight. Kellen Strom, the 1-0. Inside, and how did that not hit him? Well, the escape artist by Kellen Strom to get out of the way of that one from Plunkett, and it makes it count. Two balls, no strikes. Bases clear, two outs. The pitch home. Straightened up. That finds the zone. It's 2-1.
It's been pretty easy for us to talk about Kellen Strom with the on-base streak and everything, but this series has been crazy for him. He's now 9-for-20. He's also walked five times and homered twice.
Pitch home. Called strike two, and the count's evened up. ...90 pitches used by Dameron in tonight's game before Plunkett came in. With his six outs recorded, the 2-2 is bounced in front of home plate to Strom. The count's now three balls and two strikes. That on-base streak extending to 32 tonight with the solo homer in the second inning. And back-to-back nights with a long ball for Strom, who entered the series with four. 3-2. Tapper left side of the infield, and it works foul. Over towards the Frisco top step of their dugout, and the count's still full. Strom upping his home runs in a big way this week with two. 3-2 pitch. Hard hit ball out to right center field. That drops in the alley for a base hit. Strom motoring around first, cruising for second. Throw back in, won't be nearly in time. And a two-out double for Kellen Strom. Third hit of the ball game for the right fielder and his seventh total base. 3 of the 4 boxes checked for a cycle tonight. We're in the bottom of the 8th with 2 outs. Designated hitter Trey Hare coming to the plate. Hare also with a solo homer tonight. This sets up a favorable matchup. Righty lefty against Plunkett for Hare. Missing down and outside. One ball, no strikes to the DH Hare that's got two runs driven in tonight. One, of course, on the solo homer, then had a sac fly to score Krim back in the sixth. Plunkett's 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss at 87. Got him inside chasing, and the count's evened up.
Chris, you mentioned how easy the first two outs were, just three pitches for Plunkett. After the double by Strom, imagine how different this game looks if the Riders get one run here.
One ball, one strike to Hare. Cranked up the first baseline, and this one's way foul. Oh, boy, at 106, Hare turned and unloaded on a ball that goes 360 to the bad side of the foul pole. 1-2. Righty-lefty matchup with Plunkett, and the pitch home. High and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Middle, bottom of the order, starting with Kellen Strom and then going from Hare, Fabian, and Biggers, spawned by a good fifth inning, but that stretch of the order has done well tonight. 2-2 pitch. Lifted in the air out to left center field as Bikina, the center fielder, on the move. Calabuig in left, though, runs it down and makes the glove-high catch. 2-out double from Kellen Strom, left stranded. And the Rough Riders keeping that deficit right where it's at. No runs on that double from Strom. No errors and a man left aboard. We go to the ninth on Sunday. Rockhounds in front, 7-4 over Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best of first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet and greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the ninth inning, and to bring us home, pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Top of the ninth. 7-4, Rough Riders trail the Midland Rockhounds. Jeremy Ironman to start things off against Tyler Thomas. It's the top third of the order for Midland. Ironman, Geloff, and McCann. Thomas ready from the stretch in the left-hander's pitch. Low of the zone, 1 ball and no strikes. While the Rough Riders looking back at that fifth inning and wondering. That's the all the offense for Midland tonight back in that fifth. 1-0. Check swing. Went around for a strike. Called strike anyway. And it's 1-1. 7 runs across on just 3 hits in that fifth inning for the Rockhounds. Pitch home. High pop up right side. Foul territory, and it's out of play. 1-2. Since that fifth, only 1 base runner. A walk to Zach Geloff. Outside of that, nothing on the base paths. 7 runs on just 4 hits tonight for the Rockhounds. They had an infield single to the pitcher as their only other hit outside of the fifth. 1-2. And with a curveball low, Tyler Thomas picks up the strikeout. It's his third. They've come consecutively, and there's one out here in the ninth. That brings up Zach Geloff, who has the big blow tonight with a grand slam in the fifth. Right-handed hitter against the left-hander Tyler Thomas. The pitch. Curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Geloff 1-for-2 today, the grand slam and 2 walks. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2, another curveball. It's 3 straight, including the last pitch to Ironman from Thomas. And time called. Rough Riders scored 1 run in the second, 2 in the 5th, and 1 in the 6th. 0-2. Soft tapper, third base side and foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Base is clear. One out. Riders trailing 7-4. Pull side shift in the infield for Gellon. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Change up low and away. And Tyler Thomas has four consecutive strikeouts. Two up, two down here in the ninth inning. And Kyle McCann makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders offensively in the home half of the ninth will have their bottom third of the order, Sandro Fabian, Jax Biggers, and Jordan Procession. A combined 2-for-9 tonight. First pitch, McCann takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Thomas trying to keep it our 7-4 score, heading that direction. McCann, a tough night by his standards. 1-0 toss. Thomas frisbees one in there on the inside corner for a strike. And the count's 1-1. McCann 0-for-3 tonight with a walk and a run scored back in the ball game today. 8-for-17 in the series, 4 homers, 11 RBIs. 1-1. Catches the outside edge at the knees for a strike, 1-2. McCann can't believe it. He adjusts the batting gloves. Back in from the left side, 2 outs, bases clear, top 9, 7-4, Midland leads. Thomas from the stretch, 1-2. Fly ball in the air, left side and foul. Still 1-2. Rough Riders will enjoy some time off. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off with the All-Star break, and then back on the road. Arkansas for 3 games, Springfield for 6 games. 1-2. High fly ball hit to deep center field. Martinez back to the warning track at the wall. Are you kidding me? It's gone. Kyle McCann, his 5th home run of the series. And it's now 8-4. My goodness. 106 off the bat, 444 feet. A solo shot on a 1-2 pitch. McCann is unconscious right now. Off the batter's eye and straight away center field. Just missed where Trey Hare hit his. And Jordan Diaz now. Pitch on the way. Fly ball into center field. Martinez tracing into right center. He's under it. And he puts it away for the final out of the ninth inning. Side comes to a close, but not before a solo home run for Kyle McCann. One run on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Riders trailing 8-4 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texan.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Charles Hall takes over on the mound for Midland as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 8-4 to the Rockhounds in this series finale. Frisco has been tormented this series by Kyle McCann, and he goes deep once again here in the ninth inning. For McCann, it's his fourth consecutive game with a home run. All from the stretch, and he pitches home to Sandro Fabian. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. I say it's his fourth consecutive game. It's the fourth consecutive game, but it's his fifth in game two. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch away, and it's 0-2 on Fabian. So that ties the longest such stretch in the Texas League with Trey Hare of the Rough Riders this year. 0-2, swinging a high pop-up back behind home. This one is foul into the seats. Still 0-2. Well, the Rough Riders are on the road, but they are on the road next, I should say, but they're back at home in August. Make sure you beat the heat with a suite. You and your company, family, and friends can enjoy the AC in our entertainment suites. These suites come with food, beverage, and VIP parking. There is limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at RidersBaseball.com. 0-2. Pop up into shallow left field. Long run out for Davidson, the shortstop. He's there to make the catch. There's one away here in the ninth inning. Jax Biggers stands in now. Rough Riders down 8-4 in the ninth. Charles Hall has not allowed a run this season. He has been nails for the bullpen in Midland. Hall, the right-hander from the stretch, faces the left-handed batting Biggers. First pitch. Catches the zone. It's 0-1. Seventh appearance for Charles Hall. Picked up the loss on Friday, but it wasn't his fault. 0-1. On the outside edge for a strike, 0-2. He allowed the unearned run in the 11th inning when the Rough Riders walked it off on the drop third strike and a throwing error by Kyle McCann, the catcher. Allowed the winning run to come in to score. So one unearned run allowed and no hits allowed over 8 1/3 innings with Midland. 17 strikeouts over that stretch. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a soft roller foul back behind home, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Over the course of this season, between three levels, the Arizona League, High A Lansing, and here in Midland. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. High fly ball to center. And a left center, Marty Bacchina under it, and he puts it away. Two outs for Jordan Procession, the final hope for the Rough Riders, trailing 8-4. Overall, in those 11 appearances, a 2.35 ERA. So Pro, the final hope. 0-2 today with a walk. Riders trailing 8-4 despite out-hitting Midland 9-5. Pitch home. Breaking ball hit high in the air down the left field line. Long run, Calabuig over towards the line. And he jumps up, makes the catch in foul territory, and that's the ball game. What a great play by Chase Calabuig, having to go a long, long way to track that down. And the Rough Riders fall 8-4 in the series finale to Midland. Well, we've reached the All-Star break. The Rough Riders will get 4 days off, then they're back on the road. They will take on the Arkansas Travelers for three, and then six games in Springfield, and will return here to Riders Field on August 2nd. Stick here with us. Chris Jarrett will give you some post-game coverage. When we come back, Rough Riders fall tonight 8-4 to the Midland Rockhounds, and they fall in this series 4-2. We'll be back after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Brooks running the bases at Riders Field. Post-game, and the kids are next that have stuck around for this one. Sunday's ballgame final, the Rockhounds taking the series on Sunday with an 8-4 win over Frisco. Both teams now this year at 45-42 overall. But in the second half, it's been Midland pacing the way. They're now 14-4. They've won 14 of their first 18 games, should say. And that spans with two series, winning 4 of 6, and then a six-game sweep in their last in Corpus Christi. This was a Rough Riders ball game that it was just the top of the fifth inning that was the damage. The Rough Riders with a run in the second, two in the fifth, one in the sixth for their four runs, but a really crooked seven for Midland in the top of the fifth inning, and that paved the way for the Rockhounds in their Sunday win. Rough Riders out hitting Midland 9-5, but a grand slam in the top of the fifth, ultimately the difference in this series finale. Cody Bradford with a scoreless three innings. He walked two and struck out three, but no runs, no hits. And that ERA now under six on the season for Bradford. Joe Corbett, a clean fourth, but Grant Wolfram gets the loss. Now 2-2 this year as he comes in the fifth inning. And that was when the damage started for Midland. They began it with a hit-by-pitch, walk before a strikeout. And then the grand slam with one out and the bases loaded for Zach Geloff, the second baseman. Tristan Polly, two-thirds of an inning. He gave up three earned on two hits. Nick Starr with two clean innings, a walk and a strikeout, but scoreless and hitless. And then Tyler Thomas giving up the solo homer to Kyle McCann, his fifth of the week. The win goes to Ty Dameron, 5-4 now, as he's posted wins in all three of his starts in the month of July. 5 2/3 for Dameron tonight. He gave up two homers, but both of them solo shots. One to Kellen Strom for his second homer in as many nights, and then one from Trey Hare in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders falling tonight. The final score, 8-4. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show. Come back with us and say goodbye as we kick things off into the All-Star break and take a much-needed about half week off until the Rough Riders pick up the pieces. They'll have a three-game series waiting for them in North Little Rock on Friday against the Arkansas Travelers. Back after this to say goodnight on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Eight to four, Rough Riders dropping the Sunday series finale to Midland, despite the Rough Riders out hitting the Rockhound Knights ballgame. Chris Jarrett back with you one final time before the All-Star break, and we get Monday through Thursday off. Rough Riders likely traveling on Thursday or early Friday morning as they'll begin with a three-game series against Arkansas to get things going after the Major League All-Star break. Again, the Rough Riders and all of minor league baseball getting a bit of a gap in the schedule aligned with the Major League All-Star Break in Los Angeles this upcoming week, and it starts tomorrow, Home Run Derby at Dodger Stadium. Corey Seager representing the Texas Rangers, certainly going to be a fun one to watch. But the next ball game for Frisco and our next broadcast will be on Friday, July 22nd, a three-game series to button up opening weekend at Riders Field all the way back in early April when Arkansas came to town for three games. They'll play the other end of that half of the series in Arkansas. Three games starting on Friday, July 22nd. After that, six games in Springfield. Believe the Rough Riders won't even return home. And so the next time that Frisco will be taking Riders Field, it'll be on August 2nd on Tuesday at 7:05, taking on the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the only matchup at Riders Field against the two, between the two, this season. Taking a trip around the Texas League tonight, Northwest Arkansas over Corpus Christi 16-7, despite both teams finishing with 12 hits. The Naturals all over the hooks tonight, 16-7, the final score there. Corpus Christi now 39-48 on the season. The Naturals 38-48 this year. 9-7 Springfield out in front of Tulsa with six runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was an answer to Tulsa's four in the top half. It was 7-3 before, six by Springfield to give the Cardinals a 9-7 lead. San Antonio and Amarillo still in a good one. This one's in Hodgetown, and it's 6-5 Amarillo out, trailing San Antonio, should say. A lot of back-and-forth runs in that ball game, but the Missions are on a bit of a tear right now. They lead it 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth. And then Wichita all over Arkansas tonight, 11-1 the final score earlier today, with the Wind Surge throttling Arkansas by 10 runs, out-hitting them 16-5 as well to get the 10-run win. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We've got the All-Star break to enjoy. Chris Jarrett signing off for my broadcast, for tuning in tonight. Certainly hope that you enjoyed some Rough Riders baseball this weekend, but the Rough Riders dropping the series to Midland 4 games out of 6. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Friday in North Little Rock. But until then, have a great rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.